SBS Radio.
Bom, como a gente falou no início do programa, a gente conversa agora com o Tom Clark, ele que é porta-voz da campanha Timor-Leste Sea Justice. Ele vai falar para a gente um pouco de um assunto que está tomando a conta da mídia, que é a questão da testemunha K e do advogado Bernard Collery. Os dois estão sendo acusados de terem revelado que a Austrália espionou o governo timorense durante as negociações para a exploração de petróleo e gás em Timor-Leste. Olá, Tom. How are you?
Oh, good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Tom, the Australian government is prosecuting Witness K and the lawyer Bernard Collery for revealing that the Australian government spied on the Timorese government. This, that is now known as the espionage scandal, happened during the talks for the exploration of gas and oil in the Timor Sea. What's happening since the charge was laid and the repercussion that this can have in the international community? Tom, o governo australiano está acusando a testemunha K e o advogado Bernard Collery de espionagem. O que vai acontecer agora a partir dessa acusação e qual que é a repercussão desse assunto na comunidade internacional?
Yeah, look, this is a really alarming development. I think if we look at the original incident, that was already very disturbing enough. It was essentially, you know, the Australian government was ignoring international law and was basically trying to bully East Timor into a really unfair deal when it came to the sharing of the oil and gas in the Timor Sea. So already it was a very disappointing episode for Australians because we felt that our government had acted so poorly and you know, something that a lot of us were really ashamed about. So when it became apparent that on top of that, Australia had actually also used its spying capabilities to get that unfair deal, I think a lot of people were really, really quite upset. You know, I think a lot of people understand that spying might take place when it comes to matters of national security, but I don't think people are comfortable with this idea that Australia, the Australian government would spy on our neighbours just for economic benefit. That was really, really disturbing. So I think this latest round of developments where the two people that helped to expose that truth are now being charged is really just outrageous. These are the people who I think they should be thanked for bringing this information into the public domain. Instead, they now risk going to jail. So it's a really worrying development.
Next Wednesday, there is this hearing at the ACT Magistrates Court. What's happening on that day?
Vai haver uma audiência na próxima quarta-feira. O que que vai acontecer nessa audiência?
My understanding is actually just a directions hearing. So it's where the court sets down a timetable of events of when the case will be heard and who by. I'm not sure, but I think it's also the time when the lawyers will argue whether or not this case should be held in public or whether it should be held in secret. Obviously, I would love to see this case being held in public. I think already we've seen that there's too many secrets when it comes to this incident, and I think really the Australian public deserves to have that level of transparency so that we can assess whether or not the Australian government has acted fairly, or all our suspicions confirmed.
Tom, thanks for taking our call, and we will keep in touch.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.